Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. On our last few podcasts, we've been visiting with Lily Knowles. She's probably most notably known for her performances on the Gaither Homecoming TV programs, videos, and tours, as well as for the song Oh Happy Day, which was a number one hit with the Edwin Hawkins Singers. Now, on our concluding talk with her, she shares how the Lord helps to sustain her while traveling and performing.
Now, you have quite a hefty schedule. How is that for you, physically, spiritually, and mentally, to be with an active tour and trying to really minister and not falter wherever you happen to be?
Well, it's different, of course, now that I'm getting older. My birthday, I'll be 82, so it's not like when I was 60. So I walk a little slower, and I certainly don't move around as much as I did at one time on the stage. And I pace myself. But I just take it easy, and because I've never been married, I don't have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, dogs, cats. When I'm home, I sort of just take care of myself.
And speaking about being single, you have a ministry to singles. You want to share a little bit about that?
Well, I just love to tell them that it's important that they understand that if you're unhappy when you are single, you'll be unhappy when you're married. Because happiness does not come from a person. It comes from God. And so you've got to just live your life, enjoying life, because things will change when you marry, and you might wish for those other days.
Yes. Would you say, as a single person, in case other single people are listening, that God has fulfilled those needs and met your every need, even emotional and against loneliness and so on?
Absolutely, because I know a lot of my married friends, they're very lonely, and they're married. So that lets me know right there that having Jesus in my life and with me, that I'm never alone, and I'm not lonely. There's a great scripture that I really live by. It's Ecclesiastes 5:20, and it says, and I put my name in there when I read God's word, Lily will not dwell on the days of her life because God keeps her occupied with gladness of heart.
Yes. Amen.
Do you have any advice that you would give to that person that is getting ready to sing in a choir or getting ready to look for ways to use their gift of music to minister? You know, sometimes we have our eyes set too high. But what advice would you give to that person that's seeking God's direction and His calling on their life as they seek to use their gift of music?
Well, one of the first things that I would say is to make sure that you can sing.
You know, we find out from programs like American Idol and so on that that's very important.
And the one thing that keeps me going is reading God's word and seeing and asking, what is your plan for my life? Maybe you do sing well, but that isn't what God had. And we always want to be in His perfect will, not just the permissive will, but in His perfect will. Is this what you want, Lord? And He leads and guides.
Great advice.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me.
We're visiting with Miss Lily Knowles about her life, her involvement with the singles ministry, and her music. And we'll return to our talk with her in just a moment, so stay with us. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby. And if you're enjoying this feature, we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast, either on the current platform you're using or one of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify.
You can also listen to us on a smart speaker by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Also, join us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter.
If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com.
Yes, we'd so enjoy hearing from you. Now let's return to our talk with Miss Lily Knowles.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come?
How is that for you, Miss Lily, as you travel about, as people know you from the Gaither Homecoming series, but yet they get to meet you and meet the real person? You know, we're not stars. We're people that are being called to be used of the Lord.
Well, people will know right away that I'm intimidated in every way before I minister, before I sing. So they know I don't think I'm a star.
God keeps us in our place, doesn't he? He has a way of doing that.
All that I am and ever even hope to be, it's all because of God's goodness and faithfulness and kindness. And I'm so happy that he chose me and gave me this assignment. And Paul said in Acts 20:24, Paul said, life, and I'll say my life, Lily's life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned me. And this is my assignment, and I'm taking it seriously.
Yes. And you know, when you're placed before an audience, you sang at Carnegie Hall, you've sang at some of the most prestigious venues in our country and throughout the world, and audiences, they react by applauding. How is that for you to transfer the glory, not to self, to God be the glory?
It's very easy for me because I know that I've never had a music lesson. I don't know anything about singing as far as notes and this. So whatever they hear and it touches them and they want to give me thanks, then I just have to give it right back to the Lord because he's the one who made it happen.
Sure. Do you have any words of comfort or words of challenge you'd like to share with our listeners who are tuning in?
Well, we're living in a very difficult time. World is going crazy, it seems. The one thing that I want you to always remember is that God is in control. He is taking care of everything. We can't always see what's happening, but we know that he's going to be with us through every trial, every temptation. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. So I just want you to just trust him for whatever you need.
Well, we want to thank you so much. But before we end, may we pray for you?
Please, yes.
And we do invite everyone who's listening to pray along with us.
Thank you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we lift up Miss Lily to you. We lift up her gift of music that you've given her, that you would give her longevity and you'd give her energy and strength to serve you, Lord, that as she travels throughout the country and wherever you bring her, that you would just always be there as her focal point, Lord, that many who hear this gift that you've given to her would be blessed and encouraged of you, Lord. And so we just thank you for Miss Lily and just lift her up to you, Lord. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much. And just your wonderful spirit, your heart of service to the Lord just inspires all of us. And we do pray that God would keep sustaining you. And don't retire, Miss Lily. Keep going. You're a blessing to all of us.
Thank you.
Yes, keep going, Miss Lily. As Galatians 6, verse 9 says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
Well, we've been having just a wonderful visit with Miss Lily, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. If you'd like to find out more about Miss Lily, just go to her website at misslily.com. That's Miss Lily, LILLIE.com, to find out more about her music, her videos, and her schedule of where she'll be performing.
You've been listening to the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. If you have access to a smart speaker, you can also listen to us by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Then you may join us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Now, if you have a question or comment, you may email us at connect2, Rich and Bobby with an I, at gmail.com. Now we're going to close our podcast today with Miss Lily's beautiful song, The Love of God. So listen and be blessed.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were each stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the above would drain the ocean completely dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky.